Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk listeners out there. This is Chocolate Lady 64, and I'm hoping you guys are enjoying your summer. So far, it has been hot, 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 and I've been trying to stay inside to keep cool, try not to go anywhere that much, scared to pass out. But I'm hoping you guys are really enjoying your summer. We have a great show tonight. I have a guest. Her name is Monita Swafford, and she is a dermatologist and a pawnbroker. And our discussion tonight is holding those titles. She's also a single parent. So we'll be probably just basically, we're going to talk about what she does as a living and how it coincides with her as a mother, being a single parent. Monita, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you, ma'am?
I am great. Hello to everyone out there.
Well, so, let's get started. Are you enjoying the hot weather?
Yes and no. Yes, because it beats the smell, and no, because the air conditioner has to stay on all the time. But nonetheless, it's actually beautiful weather here, and this beats the rainy day anytime.
Ah, okay, okay. Now, Ms. Swafford, as you know what our subject is tonight, I want you to tell me a little bit about what your background is before we get into the part about the single parent. Tell me more about what you do and who, you know, actually tell the audience who you are.
Okay, well, for all of those who don't know, your wonderful talk host is my aunt. And I am the oldest of four. I currently live in Columbus, Georgia right now. And as she was saying, I am a single parent. I do hold a job that actually involves many, many responsibilities. And at the same time, I do balance it with motherhood.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about being a, how do you become a dermatologist?
Well, initially, the way you become a dermatologist, this is something that actually you can be trained to actually test for with any major jewelry retailer or even privately owned ones. And initially, when I did get into jewelry sales, I was pretty much a single mom down in luck, wasn't sure which way I would go or what would actually bring me a profitable career. So I took a chance with no training and was hired by one of the largest jewelry retailers in the United States, which happens to be K Jewelers. And upon 90 days of me actually being there, I figured if this is something I am actually going to do for a living, I need to be the best that I could possibly be at it. So at that time, I did enter the Diamondology Program, which actually registers you with the Diamond Council of America. So you are nationally registered everywhere with any major retailer wherever you go once you do pass the exam. Normally, your certification takes about 1 year to complete, but with lots of determination and hard work, I actually completed the entire course with flying colors in 3 months.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, you just blew me away. I didn't know that. Very much so proud of you, niece. Very much so proud of you. Now, about the pawnbroker, how did you become a pawnbroker?
Well, the pawnbroker thing is actually something that comes along with the territory of holding this job. Now, with the way the economy is, gold is actually at an all-time high, and unbelievably, the price of gold has actually surpassed the price of platinum. Because of this, there are a lot of people turning in their gold now to sell or hoping to trade it in for something else. And once that actually has taken place, there's such a big boom with it now. Anyone that actually works for our company in the field that is required to actually become a licensed pawnbroker. So therefore, we deal would trade in gold exchange and things of that sort to actually help the everyday person keep a little bit of money in their pocket.
Very interesting. Now, if anyone who wants to call in, you can call in at 347-677-1749, 347-677-1749, and you can ask Ms. Swofford any questions that you would like, okay? Now, let's get into the single parenting thing. Now, we know how it came about. Let's talk about when you first realized that you were going to be a single parent. What was your feelings? How did you handle it? Were you confused? What was going on in your mind?
Well, Auntie, I'll be honest. The first emotion I felt was lots of confusion and lots of fear.
Okay.
I knew that I wanted to be a mother. I'd always prayed to have kids, but I believe like a lot of us single parents out there, never in a million years do we imagine that we'll be doing this by ourselves. It's not something that we actually anticipate. And at the moment that I realized that I would actually be doing this by myself, it was very, very overwhelming because I always wanted kids, but at the same time, I had this overwhelming fear of motherhood because I wasn't sure if I was capable of being able to do this by myself. But once I realized I was put in a position where I had no choice but to do it by myself, it took lots of faith, lots of praying, lots of self-sacrifice in order to make it possible. And even to this day, being a single parent is difficult, no matter how old your child is, whether they be 2, 5, or 15. It is very difficult, but with a lot of prayer and a strong backbone and a lot of family for support, you can actually make it.
Yes, that's so true. That's so true. Because as you know, very well know that I was a single parent up until my son turned 18. So it is a very hard, trying type of situation that we young women find ourselves in. And it is very much so overwhelming because we don't know where the help is going to come. We don't know if our parents are going to neglect us or, you know, throw us out in the streets, because a lot of family members have done that, actually taken young girls who've gotten pregnant and, like, you're not my daughter, I'm throwing you out, because I've had friends that happened to. And that's a fear, you know, that you have to deal with because you don't know how to tell your parents, you know, hey, look, guess what's wrong with me? I'm pregnant, you know, or not want to say wrong with me, but this situation happened and, you know, guys, I'm pregnant. They don't know what to expect. Okay, let's see. Now that you are a single parent, how old is your young lady? Because I know you have a little lady, Amaya.
Yes, Amaya Marie is 7, and she will be 8 this coming September.
Oh, great. And how is she doing?
She is doing wonderful. Sometimes it's a little lonely even for her.
Yeah.
Because it's a me and mommy type thing, but we do well. We make it. We have lots of fun together, and there's a lot of spirituality instilled in her, so one day she will grow up to be a God-fearing woman, and we'll have children of her own and do exceptionally well.
Okay, and you know, that's good because, you know, we have a lot of single parents out here, and I'm not knocking on all of them, but there are some out here who wants to still have that nightlife and that single life, and forget that they are mothers, you know, to kids, and they want to continue to do. But it's so good to hear, especially, and I'm going to say it might sound kind of prejudiced, but an African-American young lady who's got her stuff together and actually trying to do a good thing with her child and trying to teach her the good things, the good elements of life and getting her prepared for that outside. Because sometimes these kids come out and they're not prepared. Sometimes you can have both parents. And they're not prepared. They come out because us as grown-ups find ourselves so preoccupied with our own selves and our selfishness that we forget about the child.
Exactly. And you have to remember that as a parent, especially if you're the mother, in a lot of ways what you do is observe more by your kids than what they see dad do.
Exactly.
In a lot of ways, mom has more taking care of a lot of things. There are some men that will still uphold their end of the bargain and provide for their kids, and then there are men that don't, so women are actually left holding the plate. But at the same time, we also have to remember it does get lonely being a single parent, because you do spend a lot of time working and trying to build that life for your child, and there's more weight on your shoulders. But at the same time, your child pays attention to just about everything that you do. So you have to be careful about who you introduce to your child, and you really have to stop and sit and truly, seriously analyze, is this person worthy of meeting my son or my daughter or all my kids?
Exactly.
Because everyone does not have the best of intentions, and as single moms, we actually have to be really wary of that, because we seem vulnerable to men who actually have malicious intent or not serious about sticking around. And the last thing you want is for your child to grow up remembering, every time I came home from school, my mom had a new quote-unquote uncle over at the house, but we were being taught to call someone else dad.
Exactly. And you know what? And that's bad, because, and I guess I had to learn it later in life, being a single parent, being a veteran, coming out the military. When I was in the military, I had a cushion, in other words. I could have my friends that my son could, you know, hang out with or play with their kids or babysit them or whatever, or they come in and I babysit their kids. We had that connection. But once you leave the military, you don't have that anymore. So you can't really trust anybody. And my concentration actually turned where I wasn't really concerned about having a man, quote unquote, in my life. That's when I realized that, okay, now you need to buckle down and pay attention to your child. And that's what I really did as a grown-up, because I said I was a grown-up then, because I no longer had that cushion of the military behind me. So I found myself walking out of this big gate and going into society and saying, okay, now you got to pay attention to the things that you never really worried too much about. And that's taking care of him, making sure he has everything, spending time with him, taking him places, teaching him things, and doing all of that. And the man wasn't important anymore. It wasn't a big thing that I need to have. But you have so many women out there that think they can't live without a man. So they get these crazy people in their life that stand up in front of you, disrespect you in front of your children, hit you, and they're not even the dad, you know, being disrespectful to you. They're laying up on you. They're not working. You're taking care of them. And that is in a lot of households. And what bothers me about us women is we allow it to happen. What happened to the backbone that I know most African-American women have? And another thing, when it goes to that, and I don't want to get off the subject, but someone said we always putting down our African-American men. Well, it's not that we're putting them down. It's just the idea that we shouldn't have to put up with the stuff that they do, you know, to appease them when it comes to when we got families, when we have kids to take care of, you know.
Well, as single women, I believe a lot more of us need to open our ideas to the fact of the good relationship does not come overnight. Sometimes it takes time, no matter how tired or down you get about being alone.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as 100% true, happy, microwave relationship, because it just simply does not happen with that. But I think out of being tired, being alone, we actually will start to settle just to say that we have somebody, or to not actually feel alone. And then we wind up bringing our kids under the same umbrella, because you get tired of being alone. You are so determined and hell-bent for your child to actually have a second parent in the house. When you're rushing that too soon, sometimes there can be very dire consequences.
Exactly, exactly. Because what you're doing is you're allowing the stranger to come in that your kids are not adjusted to. You allow the stranger to lay in your bed. Your children don't understand why he's staying overnight. And then he has the audacity to try to discipline them. He don't have that right. I don't care if he is helping paying the bills or not. He don't have that right without your permission because they're not his kids. But we do. We let them abuse them. We let them talk to them like with no respect. And we allow them to just mistreat them. And then, oh, he didn't mean that. But then what we're doing is we're covering up because we need this man in our mind. We need this man, and you're not going to drive this man away from me. You know, I've heard that say. I don't care what nobody say. My man ain't going nowhere. But you got three kids here just driving for your attention, and you're not even giving it to them. But we don't think like that.
You know what? We owe it to our kids first and foremost to provide them with a happy, safe environment to live in. Because
exactly.
They did not come here. And some of us actually made some bad judgment calls, and then the result, you do end up being a single parent, or in some cases, the consequences can be even worse. But I do not regret having my child, but I can even admit that I made a bad judgment call because I don't regret having her, but the choice of a mate that turned out to be her father was not necessarily a good one, but at that time, I had that attitude of where I felt like the next person who comes along, this is going to be it, and we're going to be happy, and we're going to make this work, because I'm tired of being by myself, because I had it in my mind that I was going to be married before I was 30, and have a certain particular car, this, so I went right into a microwave relationship, which turned out to be one of the most horrifying experiences of my life, and the only good thing that has actually come of it is my daughter and the strength that God has given me to go on, because my child's very first bedroom was in a domestic violence shelter. So that's where a microwave relationship can get you if you are not careful.
Yes, exactly. That is so true. So you might need to come back next week when LaDonna Smith comes on talking about her book, She Married Satan is the name of the book, I Married Satan.
Oh, well, great. I can do the follow-up. I slept with Satan.
So, okay. Now that we've learned that we need to be careful, now another thing that adds to that problem is the drama. We talked about the, you know, when you get with this person, all that. But the drama that we bring into the single parent atmosphere, when really we need to just basically concentrate on our children, we don't. We find ourselves, because we need to find, our problem is as single parents, we don't have an outlet. Outlet doesn't necessarily mean going to a bar, getting drunk, and bringing a stranger home, laying in your bed that same night. That's not what an outlet is. We need to find positive outlets when it comes to stress when you are a single parent. Now, tell me this. How is your daily routine? How do you do your scheduling? How do you do everything where everything works out, where Amaya gets the attention from you that she needs, and plus be able to, because you said it's the majority of the time is you and her, how does she interact with other children when she's not with you? You know what I'm saying? Does she interacts well with other children?
She interacts well with other kids, but she has a tendency to interact with kids that are more like her, where generally they don't socialize with a lot of kids, or she tends to cling more to kids who are an only child as well, because on some level, they connect and they understand each other.
Okay.
And she makes some tight little bonds with kids in that same situation because in their own little world, they really get each other.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, she needs her time with mommy, and our day typically starts as early as 6:45 in the morning, and this is when we're getting up and scurrying around the house, getting dressed, and we do our daily prayer before we actually hit the ground running. So because of the demanding schedule that I do have, and it is summertime right now, she spends about 8 to 9 hours at a Christian-based day camp. So generally, you would say from either 8 or 9 a.m. to about 6 p.m., she's in that atmosphere all day. I normally will get off, if I'm lucky, hopefully around 6:30. But what little time we have left at that point, pretty much concentrate around dinner, catching up on the day's events, and anything else that she may have going on or that she would like to discuss with me. And before you know it, the evening is over and it's time to actually go to bed. So, God willing, we can get that same routine started the next day.
Okay. So, her being, okay. Now, I do know Miss Amaya is a highly intelligent young lady. Wise beyond her years, from what I know. Right?
Oh, she's something, I tell you.
And I know where she gets it from. We all know where that comes from. I think she's got a little bit of all of us in her. With the personality and the attitude, the whole nine yards.
It's a cornucopia of personality, and I swear to this day, each one of you have contributed to making that possible.
Well, you know what? It's good when you come from a family full of strong women who believe in what they say and they stand by it. I mean, you can't knock that. And I think all the grandchildren and great-grandchildren are going to have that. They all believe in how they believe, and there's nothing you're going to say to deter them. And that's good because then you know they're individuals. You know what I'm saying? You see the individuality in them, which is good. You know. Now, give me some tips before we go into commercial, a song I'm going to bring out. Tell me some tips as a single parent and these days and times. See, because I was a single parent back in the 80s. It's different now in the late 90s. Now I'm not. So tell me, for today's society, how is single parenting working, quote unquote?
Well, you have to make it work. You have to find that balance. It's really important, regardless of what you believe in or who you believe in, there needs to be a background of spirituality there, because on days when you really don't think it's possible, whoever you believe in steps in and makes it possible for you. And my believer is God, and I honestly feel like if it were not for him, a lot of things would not be made possible or not come together the way that it has. And you have to have a lot of patience, because it's not easy all the time, and sometimes you even find yourself wanting your me time, but as a single parent, you will find there's very little of that. It becomes more we time. So I would say prayer and faith, lots of determination, and having patience with your child, because it is just you. They're going to want to cling to you more, because their world seems so much smaller with it just being you and them.
Uh-huh.
And to me, that's probably the best thing that I can actually tell any single parent to help make their life a little bit easier, as I'm sure there are thousands of others out there who could probably have some pointers for me as well. But I would say the number one thing as a single parent is patience. It's something you most definitely need to have.
Okay. I'm gonna put in a song for you guys to listen to for a little bit. And when we'll come back, we will continue this discussion with Miss Manita Swafford.
I don't know what's up there.
During school, how do you handle her, the time, how do you split your time up when she goes back to school? You said next month she'll be going back to school?
Yes, she will actually be starting school in a matter of about 3 weeks now.
Oh, okay. So how do you do that? How do you juggle her going to school, school activities, and you going to work? How do you juggle all of that?
Well, I would say this coming fall may pose a little bit more of obstacles, but that's what being a parent is all about, because I actually have two jobs this time as opposed to this time last year. I was just working one, but some of us single moms and dads do actually have to go out and get the second job, and that's what I've done, but I've already laid out. I'm sure it's not going to be foolproof, as you could say, but basically a blueprint of how I'm going to make things work in terms of me being able to balance my job as well as making sure that she can participate in after-school activities as well as be a Girl Scout, which is something that she is now, and she absolutely loves it. Mm-hmm. So the day will become a little bit growing. We'll probably be getting up a little bit earlier. The good thing is, because we have found a really great school and this really awesome neighborhood that we live in, I'll have some time with her then, because I'll be able to walk her to school and be able to actually walk back home. So not only will we have some time together in the morning, but both of us will get in some exercise, which is much needed. And in addition to that, I'll be at work during the day while she's at school. And then this is when the hairy part comes in. By the time school gets out, she will have to be placed into an after-school program. Once the time is up there, because in this area, most after-school programs are only willing to keep your kids in until 6:30 in the evening. This is where you will need the backbone and the structure of family if you have family around or even just friends, because friends are just as wonderful as family. So this will be the point where she will actually have to spend the remainder of her day at my mom's house under the care of my mom and my sister. So the time together will become a little bit harder, because at that point I will be getting off at 9 to 10 o'clock at night. So there's still me having to make sure that she's read the book that she needs to read, that she's done her homework, that she has has a bath, her hair is done, and she's ready to get up. So the school year poses more of a challenge, but it can be done.
Okay. So then, too, you also say that, like, the time you guys have together kind of, it's split in half, right? You don't get a chance to, only on, like, on the weekends. Then sometimes if you're having to work the weekends, you won't get that much time in.
No, you really don't, and it's hard because, in general, I think a lot of people out there will be able to vouch for this. Whether you are a single parent or not, if you work in retail, it is very difficult to get the time that you need with your family because in retail right now, they're about driving the business, driving the economy, trying to boost whatever product that it is that they sell. So in general, retail is not necessarily a family-oriented industry.
Okay.
And I'm sure there are many of you out there who can vouch for that. So working in retail itself actually poses somewhat as a difficulty.
That's true. That is right. You're so right because the hours are so different. And it's not a 9 to 5. Sometimes it's a 7 to 11 or 7 to 10 or 7 to 12. Depends on who's closing the stores in the areas that they are in. Yeah, you're right because, right, like you said, the retailing is driving the industry right now. It's making, I mean, that's where the money is right now. So they're going to do whatever they have to do to keep the money coming in. You know what I'm saying? And if it's to work you guys to death, that's what they're going to do.
Exactly.
And it's not family-oriented at all. I mean, they say they are. Some of them say they are. But you ask for a day or so off, and then you'll get a lot of, well, we don't have anybody to replace you at this time. You know, and then they want to get rid of you. I know that part, too.
Right. And that's when you go to the next chapter of single parenting. What can I do to further myself or better my education so I can make an exit from this particular job so that I actually can have that job where I can get fun and actually have weekends with her and not find myself working on Christmas Eve and scrambling at the last minute to try to get presents.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, another question I want to ask, just a second. Another question I wanted to ask you is, okay, say that you're a single parent, okay, this is the worst case scenario, and you don't have a job. What do you want to put, like, as advice out there to women who are single parents and don't have a job and really don't have an income coming in?
I would actually tell those women and those men as well,
mm-hmm.
It'd be easier said than done, but please do not get discouraged. Your blessing is definitely on the way.
Okay.
But meanwhile, in spite of the fact that you may not have a job, you still have something that a working parent don't really have, and that's the extra time to spend with your child. So I feel like in that case, that's when you try to make the best of a bad situation. When you have lemons, you make lemonade. If you are at home, there are still possibilities because there's possible you can find work-from-home employment. There are some cases where you can actually volunteer, which may lead to employment. But if those opportunities are not posing themselves to you right now, that quality time with your child is priceless. And being able to read them a book before they go to bed and being able to cook them a full meal because you don't have to rush and stay up at night and work on anything else. It's a catch-22, but at the same time, it's a great situation that a lot of us working parents would like to be in. We would love to be at home with our kids more often than what most of us actually are. But for those of you who are actually seeking employment and you're at home with little Timmy or little Samantha, make the best of that situation, but do not give up. You pray, stand fast, be determined, and that job will actually come. And I can't sit here and tell you that it's going to be your dream job because I can tell you I've had a lot of less than pleasant, low-wage paying jobs before I got to where I'm at now. And I still have not established this pinnacle of success or wealth. But I can actually thank God that that I'm doing better now even than I was a year ago or 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So don't lose your faith, because I'm sure I've been where a lot of you actually are. And if I had enough time to tell you tonight, I could actually go through the whole thing. But no, just don't give up. It's discouraging. There's times when it brings you to tears. You get up, you dust yourself off, and you get right back out there. Because at the end of the day, your child is not concerned with, is mommy or daddy a manager, or are they the owner of a business, or they lead this or lead that. To your child, you are just mommy, and you're just daddy. And to them, you're the most awesome thing in the world. So don't even think of yourself as any less of a parent because you do not have employment at the time. Because you do have a job. Being a parent is a full-time one, and it never ends. And there are many wonderful, endless benefits to being a parent.
There is. You're correct with that. You're so right with that. But you know what? When we're young, we don't realize that. We're still trying to figure out what the hell happened, okay, to get to this point where I'm a mom and I'm by myself. I got to do this because I have no other choice but to do this, you know. So it's the beginning, and then you get through it. But see, this is what bothers me, Miss Swofford. This is what just gets my craw. If I'm already a single parent struggling, living with my mom and dad, you know, you have to put up with their rules and regulations. You can't do that. You can't do this. And then I turn around and I do another dumb thing. And guess what I'll do? I get pregnant again.
Gotcha. No, that's when you catch the bus or the cab to the health clinic and get yourself some birth control.
But if I already have birth control?
We have to make better judgment calls as grown-ups all together, because there are enough tackles and hassles in life as it is. Do not add to it, people, if you do not have to. If you're sleeping in that twin bed at your mom's house and it's still decorated with your old rainbow bright things and you're still trying to make ends meet, having another child is not getting ready to get you out of that situation.
No.
Room is about to get a little bit smaller, and you have to snuggle up to rainbow bright a little bit tighter.
Yep. You have to come to a realization where enough is enough. Now, let me ask you this, and I'm asking myself this. Well, I don't have to ask myself because I already know the answer. Now, are you planning on having any more?
Well, you know, I absolutely love kids. Kids are awesome little people. They give you honest answers. They speak their little minds because they really don't know any different until they're taught later in life. Some things you just don't say about the lady's ugly dress behind you or things like that. But until I do actually find the husband that God has sent me, I have opted to not have any more kids. And ladies, that can be controlled.
Mm-hmm.
It does not necessarily have to be an accident.
That's true. You're right. It can be controlled because you can do one thing, and I can say it because this is a mature show, just shut your legs, period. Or,
careful.
I mean,
invest in some condoms or other forms of birth control.
Yeah.
And there are women of parents who have made the conscious choice to be single parents, and I'm not knocking you in any way.
No.
Kudos. It's awesome. There are a lot of women who have made that choice, and they feel like they are perfectly happy where they are. But then there are some of us, we are ready to come home and see a hairy face sitting on the couch. Well, not because he doesn't have a job, but I'm just hoping he got off work before I did. But a lot of us are actually looking forward to that because it seems like a long, hard road when you're by yourself. And maybe when I do meet someone, I may possibly have another one. But right now, I think this is my lifelong lesson. And I learned something new every day about her and about me.
Go ahead.
But the balance that it takes is even always a balance. Sometimes there's greater weight on one side than it is the other. So at this time, I do not foresee any other children in my picture.
Okay. Well, I had kind of made a vow to myself at a certain age when my son would turn a certain age that I wouldn't have any more kids, and I kind of stuck to it because he's 27, and there's no way. It has to be a miracle for a baby to come out, and I'm married now, and I have no desire. And my husband doesn't have any kids of his own, so and it's not really nothing I'm thinking about. So you know what we did? We went and got two dogs. Let me tell you, they cost almost as much as a child do. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. And I think really I'm more comfortable with the dogs.
I'm happy with the one kid thing. Plus, I'm in my mid-30s, and there comes a point when, ladies, you know, your eggs get powdered, and you waited too long to have them.
Yep.
of dogs. Or you can follow Angelina's campaign and go out and get some that way.
Well, they can afford that. Ain't nobody going to pay our medical bills and our dentist bills and all that. You got to have some hellified insurance to do that. And,
See, that's a job. See, for some of the parents that don't have a job, hell, apply to be one of her housekeepers.
That's right. That's right. She got to really screen you to get that job, boy.
Hey, I would do it. With the funds that they have,
mm-hmm.
I give up what I do now for that.
Exactly. Okay, now, let's see. Now, Miss Swofford, tell me, I know you have some hobbies that you used to do, and I don't know if you still do them or not. You want to talk to us about your hobby?
Yes, one thing, there's a couple things that I like to do as a stress reliever.
Long as it's something that you can say on the air. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. The number one thing that I absolutely love to do, other than spending time with my little one and picking her brain, I love to draw.
Okay, yep. Yeah.
Drawing has been a wonderful outlet for me. I love to sketch. I love to paint. I like to watch others do artwork. I like to go to museums. I like to read about art online. I'm an avid fan of art. God-given gift, and there's only a certain amount of people in the whole world who can truly do this. There's a special gift in your brain that allows you to translate what you see visually to paper or whatever is projected in your mind. And it is something I've been fascinated with, and I have adored for many years. So I would say art is my number one absolute favorite hobby.
Okay. Yeah, I know you do some beautiful work. You need to put your work online. I keep telling you that. Get it out there.
That'll be another balance between mommyhood, the job, and making some time for the art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I get there.
Now, are you dating right now?
Actually, I am dating. I've actually been dating for about a year and a half, the same person, and believe it or not, he has not met my daughter.
Okay.
He does know that she actually exists. He has seen pictures of her. But given the experiences that I've had in the past, I have made the conscious choice to not introduce them to each other until I know that this is something that is going to be more solid than what it is. Because even though it has been a year and a half, we do not constantly see each other. He travels, I work, so it would be one thing if this year and a half was consistently us being in the same place, but we're not. There's a lot of moving around and traveling, and he's doing his own work thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, we both have agreed until we know that this is it, she is not going to be introduced.
Oh, okay. Okay,
I'm comfortable with it that way, and he is as well.
Okay. We're going to play a commercial, and we'll be right back. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, she's watching TV. It's not time for her to go to bed?
Oh, I let it stay up a lot during the summer, and probably starting next week, I'll start making her go to bed at 9 o'clock to get her back on that routine. But see, the rule is now, because we do get up at 6:45 and we she still has a session to get up. She's early about it.
Only $18. Can you believe that?
She knows that's the consequence.
So you, me, my friends, your friends that know somebody, you should definitely go to trinityshop.com. We can buy wigs, clothes, lingerie.
Yeah, a little technical difficulty
and
there.
And just in case you don't know how to spell it, it's TrendeeShop.com. Again, TrendeeShop.com. Trinity Shop. Word. Plus size.
Okay. Okay. We're back again. All right. We have a little bit more time here. Let's see how many minutes we've got left on the show. We got 13 more minutes left on the show. And for all you guys who wanted to call in, you still can call in. It's 347-677-1749, 347-677-1749 is the number to call in on Chocolate Lady 64 Blog Talk Radio. And if you can't catch me on here, you can always catch me on Facebook. Salita McCall is my name on Facebook. You can also check out my website, SamanthaPlace.net. If you have any comments, I'm putting articles on there. I'm making comments. I'm giving information out. You can go look and check out what's on there. This is what I get for having all these different doggone websites. Come on. Trendyshop.com is my website where I sell clothes, plus size. For plus size women, I sell jewelry, bracelets, earrings, and I also sell wigs. You'd be surprised what the prices of my wigs are and my jewelry. I try to make it comfortable for everyone. Next week, okay, before I forgot about to talk about next week, I have LaDonna Smith, author of I Married Satan. She'll be on next week, July 29th, next Thursday at 8 o'clock. So please stay tuned. Make sure you want to call in. The number, again, is 347-677-1749. Now, enough of me advertising. Okay, now, Miss Swofford, I know you have a funky schedule. I can say that. But I am looking for a great co-host. I'm looking for a co-host. Because sometimes when I'm not available to do my shows, I have to cancel them. So I have to, I have to cancel them because I don't have anybody to be in my place while I'm, you know, if I'm not available. So if you're interested, once you get all your schedules together for this year, well, let me know. And I would like to see if you would like to be one of my co-hosts.
Oh, that would be great. I definitely have many life topics.
That would be great. And then you can get some of your friends to listen in and comment and talk whenever they're available. I think that's the problem. You know, we get the information out there. It's the availability of the people to listen to the show. And I think what I'm not doing is I'm not promoting my show enough. And that has a lot to do with, you know, the way you promote your show to get people to call in and to be involved in it. You have to know how to do that. And I think I'm lacking in that character. You know, but I'm.
Well, I can definitely do that for you on this end because I know lots of single moms. In fact, I even know single dads. So in my social circle, a lot of the friends that I have are single parents, and they can relate.
Okay, that would be great. That would be great to get some advice from them, find out what they think, and we can definitely address this subject again, without a doubt, because I think it's a very interesting subject, and we can get more versions of it, being a single parent. Like, for instance, with me, I had to take a choice. You had to take a choice, too. I had to take a choice of raising my child on welfare and food stamps or going into the military, getting some type of job that's paying money and I'd be able to take care of him. So me, I took, because of pride in me, I took going into the military, and believe it or not, it had its benefits and it definitely had its drawbacks because there was a lot of growing up my son was doing without me. And when they're gone away from you and then you get them back and they're this whole little other person, it can be, I'm going to tell you, it can be overwhelming too and a shocker because you're like, this is not my baby. He's not that kid because you weren't around to see him go through some of the stages in his life. So you do, it does do, it can wear on you. Mentally, emotionally, as a mother, the motherly side of you can feel it in your gut, you know. Things are not the same. What is going on, you know? It's scary sometimes, you know. And it's not that you left with somebody bad. It's just the ideal that things didn't always be the way that you thought it would be. You know?
Right. And it tends to be feelings of guilt or even making the choice to make the sacrifice that you have for your kids. But at that time in that mindset, you really feel like, I have no choice. This is the best that I can actually do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's crazy when you had a choice to do something else and you chose to do the latter, and then you kind of in the end sort of like sort of like regret it in a sense. So you feel like you've done a disjustice to your child when you really just had to do what you had to do. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, and we have to understand too, when we leave our kids with certain people, we have to know what we're doing. We can't just, we need to really, just because they're family or friends, we need to be careful with that. Because you don't know the background of that person. You know, we know them, oh, they're good friends and we do this with them, and you got to know their background. You got to know who they really are. Because people can get frustrated with your kid just as much as they get frustrated with their own. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to mistreat your child because they're not, you know, you should have took on the task if you knew you couldn't handle it. Or let me know that, you know, my son or my daughter is a burden and she's more than what you can handle. Don't keep my kids just for the money and mistreat them. You know what I'm saying? That happens a lot, too.
Well, there's that saying, everybody don't love your kids the way that you do.
Yeah. And we do sometimes now. Let me, I got something to say about that part. Now, some kids, some parents are in denial that they got some bad kids. Let's break it on down. When you're in denial that you got some bad kids and you get offended if somebody say something to your child, then this is my whole rule, always been my rule. You take your kid with you when you go. Don't leave them. Because if you can't discipline a child, you don't always have to slap them and hit them and punch them and beat them and do all that. You can talk to a child. You can talk to them and get some sense in them. But if they're naturally just bad, then, you know, and I've been telling you about your bad kid, and you haven't tried to fix the problem, and I'm watching your child got to go.
Yes, Lord, that could be a whole other topic. Because I see kids attack their parents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just for instance, I was in Walmart, and I was walking down the aisle, and we got 5 more minutes. I got to hurry up with this story. I was walking down the aisle, and I heard a little girl say, F you, to her mom. So, you know, I've never heard that before, so it kind of caught me off guard. So I turned my cart around, and I looked at the mom, and then I looked at the little girl, and I went to the mom, and I said, ma'am, you don't mind me saying something to her, do you? She said, no, you go right ahead. And this was a white lady with a little girl, and I walked up to her, and I told her, and I pulled her to the side. I said, young lady, let me explain something to you. Who is that lady you just said that to? She said, it's my mom. I said, is that the woman that keeps food in your mouth? She said, yeah. I said, is that the same woman who keeps clothes on your back? She said, yeah, and I said, and she keeps a shelter over your head? She said, yeah, and I said, I'm looking in the back because she's in here shopping for you now, right? She said, yeah. I said, so do you think she deserved for you to say something so nasty to her? She looked at me, her eyes got big and started crying. She said, no. I said, no, I'll tell you what, you do this for me. I said, you go over there and you apologize to your mom. So she came over there, and she apologized to her mom and said, I don't care if I ever see you again. I said, don't you ever let me hear you say that to the woman that makes sure you got everything you have in your life. I said, don't you ever. I said, she probably go through enough every day. So the lady said to me, she laughed. She said, thank you so much. She said, now, can I take you home to my son? I was like, oh, no, homegirl, you don't want me to touch the son. You don't want me to touch the son. But it was just something. I just talked to this little girl, a stranger. But it's good to get permission before you do stuff like that. Because if you don't get permission, a family get offended, you be in there fighting in Walmart because you done said something to their child. But the polite thing to do is get permission, even though it wasn't really my business. But it just caught me off guard that I'm hearing this out of, she was 12 years old, telling her mom, F you. I was like, what?
Well, see, the bonus is, before you leave, to teach mom how to perfectly execute a karate chop to the throat.
Oh, yes. Or that good pinch. Remember the little pinch we used to get?
Yes, the pinch and twist.
Yes, the pinch and twist. It works every time, huh?
It sure does, because even you got water in one way. Either you have water in your eyes or water in your pants.
That's exactly right. Either way, you're going to feel it. Well, Miss Monita Swofford, I enjoyed having this conversation with you. We will be bringing back this discussion again. And I am inviting you to be my co-host when you get your schedule together. Since now I'm at home at night anyway. I like the hours that I have. I would like to expand my time on the radio, but right now I'm going to stick to this 8 p.m. Time slot once I get more popular. But in the meantime, I want to thank you very much, and I really, really want you to call back next week. And I want you to tell my great niece, grandniece, that is, that I said hi, and you guys have a pleasant evening. And this is Chocolate Lady 64, and I'm sounding off with Blog Talk Radio. Check you guys later next week, Thursday, 8 p.m., same time, same bat station. And you guys have a great night. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. Okay.